Mark Atherton. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No slate. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? Live in Metchison for 33 years. What is your occupation, and for how long? Retired. 14 years. Known as the man of leisure. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. Metchison is run by a small staff and a lot of volunteers supported by council. I was Parks and Trails Coordinator from 2004 to 2010, which is equivalent to the head of the Parks Department in most other communities. During this time, I coordinated the construction of a 36-foot pedestrian bridge over Latoria Creek, constructed roadside and other trails, maintained parks and trails, arranged the dedication of Carlton Kosh Nature Park, and advised council. I am currently chair of the Parks and Trails Advisory Select Committee. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I've been advising council for 18 years. The different councils have accepted some advice and not others. I felt it was time to move into a decision-making role myself, stimulated, in part, by the strong slate of candidates from which the new council will be formed. What are your top three issues? Trust is the only issue. Every other issue flows from the lack of it. The previous council lost the trust of the community by holding too many meetings in camera, making decisions without community input and revealing them too late in the process. Perhaps bylaws are being enforced, but the lack of evidence and trust, together with personal experiences, weren't convincing. The new council will need to focus on gaining the trust of the community by engaging in a collaborative approach to transparent decision-making on each and every issue. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? It's important to recognize the threats facing Metchison. The rapid growth of Langford, Colwood and Souk are threatening our rural values. The NDP premier in waiting could be another threat with his desire to force provincial housing mandates on local government. Our forests may become more susceptible to wildfire from the effects of climate change. Ideally, we will remain a vibrant community that has found a way to mitigate threats and remain rural. It's our responsibility to pass rural Metchison on to future generations intact. What's one big idea you have for your community? I'm not the big idea person. My ideas come from the community, recognize the good ones and bring them forward for discussion at the council table. We don't need one big idea. Small ideas are more effective that, cumulatively, make a community more livable. For instance, I'm a fan of roadside trails to give people options for safely getting about our rural roads. Also, we must find ways to support our farmers so more food is locally produced, the farms are profitable and employees earn a livable wage. This is essential as it is key to preserving our rural identity.